Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff at the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the sixth Sunday of Easter. The readings are from Cycle A.
It was the day from hell. It happened 5 or 6 years ago when the scandals were breaking out all over the United States. Bishops betraying their priests, newspapers putting our priests on Fox News and CNN, the media talking about the sexual repression and other ailments that they argued were intimately connected with the ministerial priesthood. There were even a few protesters squatting outside of St. Albert's, telling the neighborhood that the House of Studies was raising an army of child molesters. We remember those days, right? To make matters worse, it was winter, and everybody, every single friar in the house was down with the flu. Not to mention that it had been raining. And it was one of those bitter cold rains that remind you that the devil really does exist. And not to mention, it was midterm day. In philosophy. Swell. But that night, it was after Mass, and everyone was soggy and miserable, and even Mass didn't even perk anyone's moods. Everybody was just in a bad mood. Everyone just wanted to go into the rec room, grab a beer, and call it a night. It was just one of those nights. But the social chair, he decided to light up a fire. And half the studentate was entranced. We were watching the fire dancing in that fireplace, sparks here and there, the occasional bursts of blue and white flame, the crackling of the wood. We didn't say anything to each other. We didn't even look at each other. We just were in front of the fireplace on a really miserable day. And we felt peace. And we felt faith. And we felt hope. Hope is that virtue. Hope is the virtue of the future. Hope is the virtue that reminds you that it can only get better than this. It's the near presumption that life is only going to get brighter, better, bolder than the life we are living right now. It's an outlook where, even in the worst of possibilities, God is still in control. God still reigns. The light of hope will never be extinguished, not by the devil, not by your pessimism, and certainly not by any of our silly pride. The Apostle Peter in our second reading reminds us that to always have hope within our hearts, to always have a reason for your hope, always upon your tongue. No matter how bad the lab results, no matter how frustrating your dorm mates or your housemates or your family is acting, no matter how bad the test, no matter how bad the paper, no matter how long the trial, hope reminds us that there is always something better waiting for us. Any trepidation gone, any fear vanished, any trace of hope ignited. But it's easy to lose hope. It's easy to give up. It's easy to stay in bed, not go to the office, not to open our books, not reading the lab results, to forget about living life. It's easy to put down your cross and let someone else pick it up for you. It's easy to sit in our beds and order Jesus to take us back to our heavenly homeland. But we aren't home yet. We still have work to do. We still have an infinite number of little chores that we need to accomplish. Sick and dying people to pray for. Aches and pains and doctors to endure. The Apostle Peter encourages us to be a testimony to hope. He exhorts us to be the personification of hope in our world. In a world where our brothers and sisters are killing each other in Libya, where children are being torn from their parents' arms in the tornadoes in the Midwest, where the people of Japan are slowly dying of radiation poisoning, God still reigns. Despite nature, despite our screw-ups, despite how bad our papers and tests are, God still reigns. There is always reason to hope. That moment in the rec room when we were sitting entranced by the fire, that moment is one of those moments that I'll never forget. Despite how bad it can get, God still reigns. Hope is still our mantle and our shield. Hope himself will soon sit upon this altar. So as we consume our hope, our faith, and our love, let us throw ourselves into hoping in Christ, entranced by the light of the world, even on the most miserable of days.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu, email us at catholic@stanford.edu, or call us at 650-725-0080. We invite you to visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community Learning and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.